This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine is preparing for 3 weeks of impassioned political campaigning as a television comedian goes head-to-head with the incumbent for the presidency in a runoff scheduled for April 21st. As widely predicted, Volodymyr Zelensky easily won the first round of voting Sunday in around 30%. He needed a margin of more than 50% for an outright victory. He will face Petro Poroshenko in the runoff after the incumbent came in second at 16% with the majority of the votes counted. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more.
Poroshenko has attacked his rival, accusing Zelensky of being a puppet of exiled oligarch Ihor Kolomoisky. The next 3 weeks will likely see some brutal campaigning.
Poroshenko's agenda, which was initially based on more on language, faith, away from Moscow, security, so these kind of what you can call statehood aspects. Zelensky's agenda is more focused on responding to the voters' concerns. But how it will play out, we don't know yet because there is little to talk about in Zelensky's agenda.
Zelensky's appeal is his novelty. He's a political outsider.
That's VOA's Henry Ridgewell reporting. And the Algerian president's office now says that longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down by April 28th when his term is due to end. The statement was carried by the state APS news agency Monday. It said that Bouteflika will ensure the continuity of the state's institutions before stepping down. The announcement comes after weeks of mass protest against the president and his government. And last week, Algeria's most powerful army chief shocked the nation by calling for Bouteflika to be declared unfit and removed from office. This is VOA News. Midway through the fiscal year, the United States is on track to resettle one of the lowest numbers of refugees in the resettlement program's history. From October 1, 2018 through March 31, 12,151 refugees came to the U.S. primarily from three countries. That's the Democratic Republic of Congo, 48%, Burma, 17%, and Ukraine, 13%. The Trump administration may reassign, though, port inspectors at the southern border to help deal with the surge of migrants there. It'd be Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As many as 2,000 inspectors who screen cargo and vehicles could be temporarily reassigned to instead process migrants. That's up from the current 750 inspectors who've been shifted. The effects are being seen in El Paso, where thousands of would-be border crossers were waiting about an hour to come into the U.S. Separately, President Trump's being warned of the economic consequences if he follows through on a threat to shut down the entire Mexican border. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the U.S. and Mexico trade about $1.7 billion in goods daily. Closing the border would be a debacle and threaten 5 million American jobs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain is no nearer to resolving the chaos surrounding its departure from the European Union after Parliament failed Monday to find a majority of its own for any alternative to Prime Minister Theresa May's divorce deal. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
British lawmakers failed again on Monday to break through the Brexit deadlock, pushing the country's impending departure from the EU deeper into chaos.
The noes have it. The noes have it. The noes have it. The noes have it.
In Monday's vote, lawmakers voted on four last-minute options for Brexit, and all were defeated. MPs have now failed to find their own solution on how exactly Britain should Brexit twice and have voted down the Prime Minister's proposal three times. Brexit Minister Stephen Barclay says Britain now risks crashing out of the EU without a deal.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Venezuela's Chief Justice is asking lawmakers to strip opposition leader Juan Guaido of his parliamentary immunity. It's a move that could pave the way for him to be jailed. The justice said Monday that Guaido should be jailed for violating a Supreme Court-imposed ban on leaving the country. Guaido, who has immunity from prosecution as head of the National Assembly last month, visited several South American countries to consolidate regional support as he seeks to oust President Nicolas Maduro. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.